Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here where it matters.
Hello and welcome to UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here as always to keep you up to date with the local and regional news you need. Today, with a full bench of commissioners, Lackawanna County has a budget proposal, but passing it will be another matter. And a state representative from Scranton honors his late father by securing research funding for diseases like ALS, Alzheimer's, and Parkinson's. It's Thursday, December 4th. Let's get into it. First off, it's definitely getting cold this week, so it's a good thing Pennsylvania residents can now apply for help, paying their heating bills or buying fuel oil. As Sophia Schmidt reports for WVIA, the state had delayed the program because the federal government shutdown held up funds.
Pennsylvania is opening up its Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program, or LIHEAP, a month later than usual. The program provides grants of up to $2,000 per household per year to help residents heat their homes. Patricia King is manager of community engagement at PECO, which receives LIHEAP payments on behalf of customers. She says, apply as soon as possible.
When the funding is gone, it's gone, and it won't come back until next year.
Households can apply online through the State Compass portal, by phone or in person at a county assistance office. The program is open through April 10th.
That was Sophia Schmidt reporting. Speaking of funds, Lackawanna County commissioners have a budget in front of them that would not raise taxes, but passing it is another matter. As WVIA's Boris Krauchenyuk reports, they tabled a vote on the 2026 budget during Wednesday's meeting.
The Lackawanna County Commissioners decided to wait Wednesday on passing the 2026 budget, even though it doesn't raise property taxes. Chief of Staff Brian Jeffers suggested the commissioners wait to get a better idea of electricity costs next year after proposals came in a lot higher than this year.
Without that hard number, it would be hard-pressed for you individuals to vote upon that at this moment in time.
Chief Financial Officer David Bolzoni said the county has 37 current electricity contracts, and they're gradually expiring before the end of this year.
We're evaluating two proposals that were received following a request for proposal process. The proposals that we received, the lowest cost proposal represented a 42% increase in electricity cost.
Bolzoni said waiting will also give him more time to figure out how much money the county's ongoing energy savings project will save.
We're not looking at an increase in millage to cover that cost.
The proposed almost $181 million spending plan calls for raising about the same amount in property tax revenues next year as this year because of a county reassessment. County officials call that a no-tax hike budget, but the county's reassessment readjusted property values, and that means some owners will pay higher taxes, some will pay less, and some will pay about the same. The county raised taxes 33% this year to fend off spiraling budget deficits. Reporting from Scranton, I'm Boris Krauchenyuk, WVIA News.
Thanks, Boris. Find more of this story at WVIA.org. In western Pennsylvania now, U.S. Steel has agreed to pay a $135,000 fine in a settlement with the Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection for pollution in the Monongahela River. Reed Frazier reports for WVIA.
For the past few years, an oil-like sheen has been coming out of wastewater pipes at U.S. Steel's Irvin Works near Pittsburgh, at times reaching more than a mile downriver. The DEP issued a violation over the oily releases, but the company never stopped them. As part of the settlement, U.S. Steel agreed to find out where the oil is coming from and fix the problem. Heather Holton Van Tassel of Three Rivers Waterkeeper says cleaning up the site is critical for the river's health.
If we always believe that our rivers are polluted, then we're going to have a hard time fighting for clean water if we accept that as the status quo.
In addition to a fine, the company will install cameras to monitor its discharge into the river.
That was Reed Frazier reporting. Stay with us. There's more up to date after this break.
Hi, I'm Julie Sidoni, Director of Journalism at WVIA. We're inviting you to be part of something truly important, strengthening the future of trusted local journalism in our community. Through our Newsmatch campaign, we're working toward a $125,000 goal by December 31st, with special opportunities available throughout the campaign to help your support go even further. Donate now at wvia.org/match, and thank you.
Welcome back. Now here's more of a story you heard a piece of earlier this week. Michael Mullins died from ALS in 2022. His son is State Representative Kyle Mullins. He was motivated by the loss of his father to fight for funding for neurodegenerative disease research in his role as an elected official. As WVIA's Lydia McFarlane reports, Mullins helped secure $5 million in the state budget to study diseases like ALS, Alzheimer's, and Parkinson's.
The Lackawanna County Democrat and his family took a trip to Ireland in 2019.
That was a trip that felt divinely inspired.
His family noticed his father's worsening slur.
It wasn't an Irish pub kind of slur.
Shortly after that trip, Michael was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. He died just over 2 years later. Mullins called Eileen Miller when his father's symptoms worsened. Miller is an advocate for safe driving and ALS. Her son, Paul Miller Jr., was killed in 2010 by a distracted driver. 2 years later, her husband, Paul Miller Sr., was diagnosed with ALS. Paul's doctors told him not to look up the disease after his diagnosis. He did anyway, and found that the average life expectancy after an ALS diagnosis is 3 to 5 years.
That was a shock. Thing is about ALS, it's all about money. Money for research, money for the patients have to spend on equipment.
Mullins stood next to Governor Josh Shapiro on November 12th as he signed the budget into law.
I wanted to just take a moment and to say thank you to Representative Kyle Mullins. Mm-hmm. Representative Mullins is here, and we spent a few minutes in my office earlier today thinking about his father, Michael, who's no longer with us, who succumbed to ALS. He used his power to get funding in this budget to look out for people like his father.
Mullins was not expecting the shout out.
It's been an emotional whirlwind since I sat in that doctor's office with my dad, but I wasn't expecting the governor to mention me in particular. He asked that I stick around and be near him when he signed the budget. It was a very special day, and it was a full circle moment, and the governor deserves so much credit as well.
Mm-hmm. Eileen and Paul helped Mullins through the legislation.
We have worked together, and he has done amazing things. I know his dad is proud, and I'm sure my son is sitting right next to him being, "You got this."
Eileen feels called to share her story with lawmakers in Harrisburg.
You really have to go down and tell your story because they need to hear what you're going through. If they don't hear your stories, they don't understand the disease. They don't know what it's like.
She often hears from people who don't understand how she perseveres.
You can crawl up and die and do nothing, or you can choose to get out and fight.
Mullins wants to help other families like his.
Even though I lost my dad, I never lost hope that we are one research grant away from one clinical trial, away from one drug or therapy that helps to make these livable diseases instead of fatal ones.
And being friends with the Millers makes him want to keep fighting.
People like Paul and Eileen give me so much hope. There's that hope out there for a cure, for therapies, for treatment, that we make these fatal neurodegenerative diseases like ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease or Alzheimer's or Parkinson's livable diseases, not fatal ones with an indeterminate timer set on them.
The funding will provide research grants to qualifying institutions in the state. Mullins hopes it becomes a staple of future state budgets. Reporting from Scranton, I'm Lydia McFarlane, WVIA News.
All right, I hope you're feeling up to date. Find more of these stories at WVIA.org. And while you're there, why not sign up for the WVIA News Notes newsletter, too? I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for joining me today. One more show this week, so be sure to subscribe and tune in wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Have a happy Friday Eve. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.